So Amar Abaye, Abaye Amar, Hachi Ketani, this is the second attempt to explain the Mishnah, of why it begins with a Kol Shoyach in the Chachila, and then says, Shkhitos and Ksheri, which is B'di'evet. So the Gemara says, Abaye's Pshat is, a Kol Shoyach and Afilu Kuti, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, Kishisrol Oymein Al Galbov. So Kuti, Rashi says, "Va'afilu kuti moisrin loy behema lechadchila lishchayit the mitzvah shechziku boy." Gemara says, Rileza says that the kutim, a mitzvah which they accepted upon themselves, we'll learn this later on. Matzas kuti, so they were mekayim b'diktuk a mitzvah. So if we know they did a mitzvah, we know they did a kitikuna. So we know that they're makbid on kashrus, so they're makbid on a good shechita. So, therefore, a kuti knows the halachas and the Rashbon and Ramban say, and if he's shechting for himself, then there's nothing more that's necessary, because we know that he will want to eat kosher. So, if he's shechting for himself, then that behemoth is good. What happens if he's shechting for me? So the Gemara says, "Hakol shayichetin," right? But there's a caveat. What's the caveat? And how do you explain the Mishnah? "Hakol shayichetin v'yafilu kuti b'med v'mamvurim kishviso oymin al gabov." That's only the Jews standing there. "Avol yoytze v'nichnas," but a lower standard of hashgacha. He's there some of the time, he's able to catch him, so that would not be acceptable. What happens if shochad if he shechted and does not have the appropriate hashgacha? Choytech kezayis bosev and noisin loy. Then we take a kezayis of the dover shochud, and noisin loy, and we give it to him. Och loy, if he eats it, mutter, lechol mishchitosai. Loyachloi, then oser lechol mishchitose. Right? So the Gemara says that the kuti in of himself Ganashkocha is not trusted. And when a kuti does the shchita, requires a birur, that's the end of the Rashba that we will leave for later on in the Sugya. When do we have to be mevarer sveikis? When do you have to mevarer, even though we have a principle of Rav, Meisur Shechita, Arbikine? Good? That's not for the sugi right now. Our sugi right now is that Abaye says there are two levels of Ashkocha. How are the two levels of Ashkocha? So that we know from Avodah Zarah. We know from Mesechta's Avodah Zarah. That we know from the din of Yayin Nesach, Yayin Stam Yedem. The Gemara says that if I leave a goy alone with my wine, I have to be choishesh that he's going to remove the wine. So the Gemara says that if I'm a shutter for the goy, so then I have, and we're preparing this wine to sell, we're preparing this wine to sell in the Jewish market, so then the Gemara said, the Mishnah says that the goy, if we keep the wine in a place where there are over mishavim, where people will look, so this goy will be careful, they won't get caught with the wine alone. He certainly won't get caught moving the wine around. What happens if there are no over mishavim? It's an entirely non-Jewish area. So then the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, I have to have a yotzei v'nichnas. Right, the Gemara, so what happens if I'm going to be far away, so the goy knows that I'm not going to be dropping, and then I need a shomer that's there all the time. All right. So the Gemara, the Mishnah introduces that there are two levels of providing shmirah. One is the shmira of yotzei v'nichnas. One is the shmira that he's concerned, he may be discovered, and one is the shmira that he's watched all the time. So Abaye says, when, that a shchitas kuti is kosher only if he's watched all the time. Acher oimer al gabo. But a yoytze ben nichnas is not good enough. The Gemara says, v'mshochat, and if we don't have oimer al gabo, then we have to do the test to see if we'll eat his own shechita. How does him shat in the Mishnah? Chutz mi shcheire sheite v'kot dafilu di yavad nami. There's no tikkun that we can do for shechitas cheire sheite v'kotan. Giving them something to eat, it's not going to help. Sounds like even an oimel gabo would know. The Gemara says, Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrusu, Shema Yachlidu. Because they may end up doing it one of the Psalei Shechita. V'kulon sheshachetu, aha, ilim echeshet v'koten, Allah koi, v'mshachetu m'boile. Ela akuti, ha'amra kishi Yisrael, oi meit al gabo shachet. Afilu lechad chila. So the Gemara says, sorry, Ela akuti, ha'amra kishi Yisrael, oi meit al gabo shachet. Afil chalchila. So how do you learn from the Mishnah? In other words, there's only one option for the chuti, and that is acher according to Abaya. Acher omeid al gabov. If acher omeid al gabov, kosher. If you don't have an acher omeid al gabov, so the only thing you can do is to see whether you'll eat from his own shechita. So how do we learn from the Mishnah? Hakol shoychetin. Is a kuti with an acher omeid al gabov. And end of story. Shechita asan. B'di'eved. Nothing you can do about it. You have to do a beer to see who will eat it. Omar Rabba, v'yoytze v'nichnas l'chadchila loy. So Rabba's arguing Abaye on the level of Ashkocha required. What nana meniach oivet kilchom mechanus of Yisrael yoytze v'nichnas. Muter. Also mikatoni meniach. How many echaton? The Ovad, not a good raya. El Yocha, in Hashem Ritzurch Li Yis Yeshiv Meshamer. El Afal Pisha Yoytze Ben Nichnas Muter. El Omer Rava, Hachi Ketoni. So how's Rava going to explain the Mishnah? Same way as Abai, with one change of the caveat. Hakol Sheichden Abafilu Kuti. Bamed Bar Mamorim Kisrael Yoytze Ben Nichnas. Aval Ba Umotze Sheshachat. If the Yisrael comes and goes, kosher. Bo Moshe Shoshacha, but if there's no Yoytze B'nichnas, you do the test. Chayteich Kezai Yisbos V'noisin Loi. Ochlei Mutar, Loi Ochlei Yosef. More or less the same kasha. But how do you read the balance of the Mishnah? How do you read when it comes to Chayver Shaita V'kod, there's no way to fix this up? Even a Yoytze B'nichnas wouldn't work. The Gemara says, so what's the kulan sheshachatu? Ha-ha, yilei ma'achem v'sheit v'kota, na lo koi, v'mshachatu m'voy alei, el ha-akuti. Ha, amrat, afile yeitze v'nichnas, shachat l'chanchila, kasha. The Gemara says, we don't really have a good way of introducing kuti into the Mishnah. Okay. So as a pshat in the Mishnah, the Gemara leaves with the kasha. But what is... What do we need to understand in the sugya? In order to understand the sugya, what do we have to figure out? In order for the sugya to read well, to make sense. Right?
The din of Yosef and Nechmas.
In other words, what's the difference between an Oymin al-Gabo, that's the core issue in the sugya. Abayin and Rav, everybody holds, and when it comes to Yayin, that Yoytze ben Nichnas is good. If you don't have a working Yoytze ben Nichnas, then you need to have Oymer al Gavav. You need to show this all the time. But it's the same principle. I need to have, what is the principle behind Yoytze ben Nichnas? Why does Yoytze ben Nichnas work? What's the working principle?
Was that? Someone's going to come in at that moment and say,
Mirtas. It's called Mirtas. He's afraid of something. That is the working principle of all hashgachas. How can I have a non-religious person providing any kind of kosher food? So we have to give him a hashgacha. What does hashgacha mean? So the hashgacha t'minis. Hashgacha t'minis, in principle, means that yetzei v'nichnas. There are certain organizations that will insist on hashgacha t'minis mamash. But in from a halachic perspective, hashgacha t'minis is a yetzei v'nichnas. What does that mean? Miritas. As long as you introduce some level of fear. That if that the person who is providing the food has something to lose if he gets caught. And that's a running principle, halacha l'masa. For example, there are rabbanim, it's a big debate, there are rabbanim who will say that the franchise agreement is enough of a meritus. So it depends. There are franchise agreements that do create meritus, and there are franchise agreements that don't create meritus. But the idea is to create mercy. That's similar, that's why if you run an hashgacha and the guy gets caught doing something he shouldn't do, and he gets a slap in the wrist, you've undermined all hashgacha. Because what's he afraid of? But then he gets caught. So the principle of Yetzer HaNichlas has to be mercy. That's what the Rashba says over here. What's the mercy? What's the mercy when the guy goes in? I left my mind with the guy. So the Rashba says he's afraid that if he gets caught inside the wine shed, we will accuse him of stealing. It'll look like a ganav. What's he doing in the wine shed? Or we'll say that's a lush of the Rashba. Rashba never is our. So, but if there's no mirsas, in other words, if it's a closed area, and he's not expecting the Jew to come back, and he'll have time to. The Mishnah says, if he has enough time to clean up his mess, in other words, to open the barrel, pour it out, put the stopper back on, and clean up the mess that he made. So, if he's left alone for that amount of time, then that's already, you've lost your mirasas, and therefore you've lost your hashgacha. It's no longer, yesev in nechas means enough to create some pacha. Good? So now, Chaim is saying, so what is the machleik is when it comes to buying rava? When it comes to wine, the Gemara seems to say that rava's kash and abaya. Rava says to abaya that oivet al galav is only if you don't have yesev in nechas. But if you have a yesev in nechnas, you have them monos mirsas. Why would the kuti be afraid? So that's the he won't get paid. He won't get shechita. He won't the kuti shechts. And if an entire shechita goes by, and he's not afraid of the goy coming, the Jew coming in, or the ram, if he shechts. And he does a chalada or a groma or an ikur, so then the Jew will say, "Done with the shechita. You're not getting paid for the shechita. Maybe he gets sued for ruining the animal. He's what to be afraid of." So the Rava says to Abaya, "Meicha teisa that you need oimel gabov." So you sort of understand is what's the machleik is Roman Abaye. Okay, good. Now, what is, even before we get to the yisod of the sugya, the Chaim pointed out, what has to be understood before we even get there? Have a kuti. Gary Emes or Gary Reis, first of all? What's the sugya following? Gary Evans, got to be. It's the Rashba points out. Gary Reis is a guy. A guy is a separate sugya. Shkita's guy is not good. Finished. So an Oymel Gabov, or that'll be discussed later, Yesim and Nichnas, Shkita's guy, the Gemara is there, and Shkita's Akum. We'll explain more later on. Good. It's got to be Gary Evans. And it's got to be before Davov, before they made Xera, that we are donning Kutum Kigoyim. Alright, so it's in this in-between time, sometime after Melachim, Beis, Perek, and Zion, till the Beis and the Rabbi Gamliel. Good? A long period of time to work with. Good. So now the kuti is, so if he's a Yisrael, if he's a ger tzedek, if he's a ger emes, so then why is he singled out as being different than any other Jew? Why is there a separate category for kuti? No?
It was forced.
Was that?
It wasn't like other Gerim. It was a case for the...
But if he's Gerim, he's Gerim. No. He's a good Gerim. He's a good Tzedek. So his
like
grandfather, his great-grandfather was forced. But he went to... Well, why should that impact his... Shemesh HaMitzvahs? The Rajva, and there, when he deals with this, must be Geri Emes, right? Hachamar b'shashoychit behema di don. Inami di day lizvunela. It must be that he's shechting somebody else's animal, because if he's shechting his own animal, he's going to be careful. L'moshu shechit lefiv ein tzorach hamin al gamov. Right, that we know. That if he's shechting for himself, it's going to be a good shechit, we can trust it. Dol kol mitzvah shechziku bo kutim, harbe men dak to give lo yoisim Yisrael. Right? Gerim, Balde Tshuva, sometimes more punctilious on mitzvahs than those who grew up with mitzvahs. And that's true about the Kutim as well. Okay, the mash benami min abaya, because b'di eved is okay. Uma she'en moisrin lo lechad chila, afilu b'she'en Yisrael oimid al gamav, v'noisin exayis b'soif, and then the Rajba says, well, why aren't we setting up a system where Kuti shechts and then goes to the litmus test? Shchuti Kuti shechts and then he has to eat. The deal is any Kuti can shecht as long as on the way out of the shlocht house, he takes a kazayas, with a quick grill on it, has the salt to get the blood out. So Rajba says, because the gezeira, that maybe it won't happen. They won't do the test. But what's the... where is the chisaron in the shechita to begin with? The Ramban. It says that the Rishbo is based on the Ramban. Tehosom lo'olu muteres came into ichzok. The loycha yeshino, we're not afraid she me even loyshiu dros v'chaloda sheloy midas. We're not afraid that he is unaware and he's going to end up doing a psul yeshuta without knowing. Derminan roiv mitzvah netzu shchita mumchene va'oichlin mimoshe shachtu v'loy tzirichin lemibdaku mishu. We don't have to ask every single shochan every single time. And then he brings a raya for that. Teida, and I'll bring another raya. He says, why does the Yetzir v'Nichnas work? What is the problem that the Yetzir v'Nichnas solves? He says, I'll tell me it comes from Yain Nesach. Not so good. Yain Nesach is Nitvas Alov Kaganufu. If we catch him in the wine cellar, he's afraid of him because he got with him in the wine cellar. V'im tochu she'me'ira psul b'shchita sh'loi midas. So he says, and if we're afraid, what's the Yetzir v'Nichnas? That we're going to walk in and we're going to see that he slipped and made a mistake with Hagram, with the Chalada, with the Mirsas, he made a mistake. We're not going to fire him from being a sheikh because he made a mistake. If him talk with Shemi Ira Psul B'Shchita Shiloh Midas, then Mirsas are not going to help. The Mayesh L'Asais Ein Adam Nitfas B'She'ena Megala Kach V'Kach Ira Liba Oynes V'Loy Mes, and it'll never be Mutter. If we're afraid that he's going to do something that he's unaware of. So the question is, what are we concerned about that the Yosef and Nichnas will help? And Oymer al Gabov can help with anything because he's watching, he's there. So if the Oymer al Gabov is the tikkun, you can say any one of the above is a problem. But if a Yosef in Nichnas, El Vadai Stam Sheikhtin Beloy Drosa, most people do a Goshrita. V'keim Shekein Vadai Kuti Sheikhtin La'asmi Ki Yisraelu Ustam Shechitosai Kesheri. V'achainu Taima the came and shu moicher ben noise shem bit khila al menos lim ko shochat ve lo hikbin ve doras ve hikhlin le ha avi reno inami came and le kopid doras ma she ein kein be yisrod de kol shech in medak din mishech dene no what's the vashbaz psha what are we worried about they were going to be misakin with the hashgacha. Two possibilities. The second one is the easier one to understand. Inam came in lekopid dorvis. Ma she'ein came be Yisrael the kol ha'sheichlin medakten u'sheichlin. First pshat, Shema mitchila al menoslim kor shochat. V'lehikbid v'doris v'echlin laha v'ireinu. What are the two pshatim? Two possibilities. No?
You can tell him he's not being makbid. It's not just a mistake, it's
that
he's doing it properly.
So what does it mean not to be makbid?
I mean, there's certain things that he's doing. You can walk in on it and see that he's not, he's not doing it right.
So what are we choshesh for? He himself, if he's doing it for himself, right. So now we have this, but he's doing it for me. He's doing it for to sell.
Ever since he's doing it for someone else, he might not be as careful. Therefore, that he might mess up.
So that's what it sounds like. Cave under Lake Kopit, he's just not focused. His own shchita, his own animal, his own butter, focused. Somebody else, not so careful. That's very hard to. The first is that even sounds even more concerning, right? Lahikbid v'doras v'hichlid lahavi reinu. He doesn't mind tripping us up. Now Rashi was bothered by this. So Rashi was very, very definitive. And Rashi says, and therefore he's careful. Avol Yisrael Yitzav in Nichnas Lo Yimstrolu Lishchot the Afal Gav Duhuchzuku Bol LaAtzmam Ein Makpidim Im Yoichlu Yisrael Neveilos. That sounds like the Ramban's Losha. Ein Makpidim. No, why? Rashi says, the less lu lifnei imer leisitin mirsho. El kimashmoi shalitin evan bederech iver lapiloi. So what's Rashi pointing out of here?
Even though he accepted kashrut on himself, he didn't accept lifnei imer, so he could still...
In other words, if he doesn't have it, didn't lifnei imer. All right? So therefore, in his mind, I do my shechita, you worry about your mitzvahs. You worried? You come and ask me. Right. I shecht, good, not good. Right. I'm not going to, if I would bring it to my house, it has to be kosher. Now, go ahead.
Doesn't that undermine our assumption that he was a real gay?
Oh, so okay. So what's Rashi saying?
He was a real gay.
Correct, right? Well, so what is the, what was that? No. It's got to be Ger Emes, because otherwise he's not a good Ger. Right?
Different
sheets on the
Gnei.
Was that? He's an Amoritz. So, we say the same thing with Gabe and Yisrael Shechem. We say Rav Shechten is there a cause of the Mumchne. No, so what's the L'chor is Rashi pointing out? One of the things that we saw yesterday is that that Ezra includes the kutim with the shomonim. Right, right. Somewhere along the line, somewhere in Bayis, during Bayis Rishon, right, the Kutim aligned themselves with the Shomonim and Makabel Torah Shabbat. So we're holding Gary Emes, and something slipped on the way. Yeah, just like, now, as a result, by the way, and we'll learn this from Yit Hashem, the Rambam, when he paskins the halachas of Shchitas Tzedoki, uses our sugya as the source for Pesach and Shchitas stuff. So Rashi says that the Kutim, with the Shomronim, with the Tzukim, with the Vaisusim, who didn't, we're not Makabal Tervish Sheval Peh. Alright? So now it means he has no, the Kuti has no din, he is one of the mitzvahs he's missing is not, that he has no Iser to trip somebody else up. Rabbi Yoshev is a fantastic Ha'ara on this. On this Rashi. Rabbi Yoshev is a Ha'ara. And Rav Chaim Vassman pointed out. Well, Yosef points out, halacha l'masa, if a person takes a brick, and he's an achzori, and he sees a blind person coming, and he puts something in the way of the blind person, and the blind person trips, right? Is the oyer nisa deraisa? That he's not a good guy, he's a rasha, I'm not talking about that. But he's not, he's over Ahavas Reyim. Maybe he's a Mazak, a Borb Shvam. But is he over the Pasuk, Lifnei Iver Lusitain Lashon? Oh. So the Nidil said that the Minchas Chinuch has the following Chakira. The Gemara says, Ein Mikro Yitzei Midei Pshuta. That Chazal, whatever they darshan, is a drosha. But doesn't mean that we vacate the Pshat in the Pasuk. There still is a pshat in the pasuk, so there has to be a pshat. The Gemara says in Kedushin that Chazal, the ein mikra yoyz nepshuta. No matter how many drushes you have, there still is a pasuk after that. So Achrayim ask, why is this not found in any of the Rishonim? In other words, Minchas Chinuch raised the question: is this pasuk an exception to the rule of a mikro yitzei mipshuta? Why does he ask the kasha? Because the way Rabbi Yeshua says it, because if you have a look at all the Sifri Rishon who are mighty mitzvahs, they don't record this being a separate din. A suma is walking along, and a person drops something in front of the suma, is the oiver a posuk, a mufurish a posuk, an explicit posuk. So one of the classic answers to this question, well, Yosef quotes the Bishim the Shari Aaron. One of the classic answers is that we're wrong. If the Torah would say, Lifnei Iver lo sitein michshol, then the pshat would be, don't put a brick in front of the Iver. But the Torah says, Lifnei Iver lo sos. That's what's a, that is an unusual phrase to use. So Chazal, the Shari Aaron suggests that the Minchas Chinuch's question is not a good question, that the fact that the Rishonim do not in any way mention an Iser, an explicit Iser, putting a brick in front of an Iver, as being a Lab Mefurish Bekra, it is because we're wrong. That's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. The pshat in the pasuk is lifnei iver loisos loisit. What's the pasuk? Loisit the other way around. It should be loisos mirshal. As lifnei iver loisit ein mirshal, it means can't mean putting a block in somebody's place. It must mean giving bad advice. So the Yoshev that this Rashi says not so. This Rashi clearly says against the Shacharit. Right. This Rashi says, Kim Ashmoi, Shlidin Evin Medeach Oil Apiloi. I always assumed that the Minchas Chinuch was pointing out that it is that there is a Mefurish Apostle that there is a drasha to give an Eitzerah. But there is an Eitzer. There is an Eitzer. In addition to being a Dovra Achzori, but there would be an Eitzer. But L'chari, this Rashi points it out clearly. It's interesting, just an Oren that the Rav Yoshe made. So now this Rashi, so Rav Elchanan Wasserman says, from this Rashi we see a Yisoid. A very, very difficult Yisoid. Very difficult to order, but probably difficult Rashi. What's Rashi's Yisod right now? Rav Elchanan points out, Rav Elchanan has an Chulin in the Chelik base of the Kovet Shura. No, he doesn't have that much on it. I don't know why he didn't make it in the Chelik Rishon. It just wasn't available, not published, I don't know. Nope, what did he say? No, Yaakov, what did he say? Good?
It's seemingly, in terms of how Yisrael works, it's Eirach and Neman B'Yisrael.
Correct.
Because they don't have both Meir by them, then they won't have Eirach and Neman B'Yisrael.
So it says, well, Chanan, you see from here that the Yisrael of Nemanos of Eirach is lifting evil, is sitting in Russia. Because why is it we have a din that when it comes to Cheshen Mishpat, and Yanim, we need to wait. When it comes to any kind of capital crime, to wait. Right? When it comes to any halacham Ishos, to wait. Why is it when it comes to a piece of meat which could be an Easter? Depending on the Isser, could be an Isser Kores, could be an Isser Chiyavisa. Why is one aid? So we have a Yisod. Aid, Echon, and Yisod. Why is it when I am allowed to be Samech on the Shochet? What's the heter for me not requiring two Adim that the animal is Shechet? Two signatures on the Hechshah? What's the heter for me to eat in your home without having two Edom coming and saying, we saw they took challah, we saw that all the ingredients were kosher. And you have a chasana for hundreds of people. Why aren't the two Edom? So we have a principle, Eidach and then be served. What's the Yisoid of Eirach and Nebisur? How do we know that Eirach is Nemanus? So Rav Chanan points out, it seems from this Rashi that it's based on, because every Jew is Mitzuv and Lusitin Mechshav. So I would never invite you to my home and feed you anything that wasn't kosher. It's awesome. It's as awesome as me eating as Akash. So Rav Chanan points out there's a very difficult Rashi. Because that's, if you've learned Gittin recently, so you remember at the beginning of the Masechta, the Rashi and Tosfos say that the basis for lifting the evil is in Mishal, there are many, many halachas. They say the other way around. For example, the Sofrula, that a woman counts Shimon Akim, she counts to herself. She doesn't require Eidus, so she's not an Issa Kuris. Tosfos even says over there, and Shechit is right. Because there's no halacha, you require to wait for shechit. So Rashi and Tosfos seem to say it's built into the system. Right? And that's l'chora why the Rashba and the Ramban steered away from this Rashi. Big chiddush in this Rashi. A difficult chiddush in the Rashi. That's what Rav Chanan points out. So the Gemara says, but let's now focus on the principle of the sugya. All right, second. So what have we pointed out so far? We have it in of Kuti. Yesterday we learned the context of Kuti. So we know that the Kuti is, this has to be according to those who hold Geri Emes. We know that the Kuti were Mekabel most Mekabel mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs they were Mekabel, they did with great precision. Okay. And we know that a kuti would not eat anything that's treif. Good. Now the kuti does shechita, Can we rely on that shechita? Right? So the Gemara says that one cannot rely on the shechita. How can one fix up the shechita to make it reliable? So it's a machlokes between Abai and Rava. Why do we need to fix up the shechita? So that may have a little bit of difficulty with it. I can't say that I have a great issue on it. Rashi says clearly because they're not mitzvah in the thing, it's in Moshe. That's Mufurish and Rashi. So that's clear. The Ramban and the Rashba, so they apparently have a different mahalach that were afraid that the kuti will not be makbid. The first line of the Rashba, the Ramban, might be the same thing as Rashi. When the Ramban says Lahavi Reinu, that might be the same thing as Rashi. He's not makbid to trip us up. And the second line is like Kopit. He's not so careful, it's not for himself. I find it fascinating. Where do they live, the Shomronim? What do they gather around mostly? All right. Where was the mitzvah arvos given? Right, that's Rashi Suparsha. I find it fascinating that that historically they can concentrate, the community concentrates on the what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, in addition to the Lifnei Iver, the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael Rebbeim Zeh L'Zeh. Has to do with Lifnei Iver. Good. So now we have one. So now our sugya now says the machlekes Rav and Abaye. How can we lechadchila give an animal to a kuti to shech? So before we go weiter, just to point out how Tosfos frames the machlek, the vibe of Shita Abaye. The Gemara says that Rava disagrees with Abaye that Yaitiv Nech is good enough. You don't require Ayman al Gab. Okay? And then Rava brings in Raya. How do I know? So the first Raya is from the Lashon of Hameniach Ayman Kechob Mechanusa. That Yosef and Nechaz is good enough. Then the Gemara says, Haminiach is B'diyev Nalachachila. Right? So Rava has to find another teretz, another raya. And that Nukuda, when the Gemara says, but isn't Haminiach a Loshin of Lachachila? So Taisu says, don't make a mistake. Lam Lishinuye Alibida Baye Kasi. Well, what's Tosfos saying? Gemara says, Rava says, I'm going to bring you a raya. I'm going to bring you a raya that Yoytzei v'nichnas is good lechadchila. Gemara says, your raya is not a good raya because Hameniach means v'di'evet. So you can learn this in one of two ways. You can learn the Gemara is now defending Abaye. So it says the wrong pshat. Why? Because if the Gemara was defending Abaye, then what would the Gemara be saying about Abaye? Alright? Because of the steps of Tosfos. Rashi says, the Rava says, I'm going to bring you a raya that Yetziv and Nichas is good lechadchila. It says Hameniach, you can leave your barrels with a goy. Gemara says Hameniach means with the effort. Hameniach means he left his, right? That means with the effort, if you left your barrel with a goy, Yosef and this is good enough. Now, if the Gemara was now defending Abaye, so that would mean that what? That Abaye would hold?
It's not good.
It's good with the effort. Right. So Vayit, the Tais, don't think the Tais, the Vayit, Lav l'shinui alim the Vayit. This is not responding, this is not defending Abaye and answering Rava. Rava, you brought a Rav HaMeniach, so now I'm going to point out HaMeniach is B'di'evet, because if we would be trying to defend Abaye, that means we would be presenting Abaye, representing Abaye's holding, that B'di'evet, Yosef, that's good enough. The Abaye Nami Loishor B'di'evet. The only thing that works for Abaye B'di'evet is taking a piece of meat and saying, Kuti, sit down and eat it. Drink your poison. It's a kashan rava. His deal is not a good deal. Inami, or calls the man she yochol l'sakan v'choytech yesh l'sakan. Avli lesa l'kuti kamon shor. Or maybe taka. This is a good pshat l'gmar. Maybe when Abaye says that you give the kuti malecha, well, that's his better fix. But there would be a fix if he had a yesev nechas. So 2 days in Tosfos, whether Abaye and Rava have a categorical machloikis, or whether yesev nechas is good bechlal, or whether it's a machloikis and a range, that Rava holds yesev nechas is perfect, and the Abaye says, no, I want better l'chadchila. Is it a machloikis and l'chadchila, or machloikis categorically? So let's focus on the first shot of Tosfos, it will be easier to figure out. All right, so now, the principle in the sugya, the issue in the sugya, that which has to be understood in the sugya, is we have a machlekes, Rav and Abaye, I have a shechita which might be valid. It's not a goy, not a cotton, then a chaver shaita, right? It's not a Yisrael about who we can say that roiv mitzuin es shchita mumchene. So I have this shchita, right? Put in Rashi, I have a shchita by a person who is not concerned about whether he provides kosher for other people. Not on his. Not his priority. It's good, and not good. He does his best. Right? We're going to learn in the next plot that when a Yisrael who's mitzuvah and tayag mitzvahs, shechts, so because of lifnei iver, according to Rashi, or because of his own umnas, he is going to make sure that every shechita is good. Okay? Nem honest. But now I have a gray area. On one hand, he's capable of doing good shechita. He knows the shechita. He's makbid to have macholos ksheres. So he knows the deal. But he's not in the category of roi mitsuyin eis shechita mumchmeim. He's not in the category where he has the fact that the shomit gives him them on us. So Gemara says, the Bible says, I can provide them modus for, right? Just like if I have a non-Jewish proprietor or a non-religious proprietor in any food store. So where's the name modus? How do we know he's not providing me with ice cream without hashkacha? How do I know that he's not that he didn't run out of some kind of a kosher oil, and he bring in a non-kosher oil, right? Say, I have a person who's capable of making this decision, but he has no nemanos. He's no pachad of neiver. He's a goy. So the halacha is yetsi v'nichnas. I have my wine. The guy's in the room. How do I know that he didn't move the wine? Right? It's if he was a Jew, was a firm Jew, and he's selling it to me as kosher wine. Nope. Lifnei iver.
So he's capable. He's not a katan. He's not a vardas. So I can give him them monos, as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, by what we call ashkach. What is this degree of ashkacha? Oymed al gabov or yoytzei menichnas. Parenthetically, this is at the root of the whole issue of the machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Tzelem Rav as to what is considered to be Chol of Yisrael. In other words, everybody's mitzvah to drink Chol of Yisrael. The simple reading of the Gemara Avodah Zarah says you have to have a Yisrael, I have to check, Eved Al Gabov. I have to check. And Rav Moshe says, if I remember correctly, Rav Moshe says that when it comes to Chol of Yisrael, Chazal were misaken that as long as you have a Yediyah Brura, so it's a different kind of a Drabonet to Gedid. So he shows Mary's Gemaras that the standard of Birur when it comes to Chol of Yisrael is not the same standard of Birur when it comes to other areas of kashrus. So Rav Moshe's understanding is that the inspections of the government would not provide for us a yes v'nes or al gaba, but it does provide for the idea of Birur. The level of Birur is enough. It's all the same nakuda. It's in various halachas, so the Torah has defined different levels of verifying different levels that you call them monos that I need to have. So our Gemara is saying that there's a machlekes Rav and Abaye whether we can borrow the yotzei v'nichnas to give validity to the Sheikh Kutu. What's the machlek? What are you arguing about? Look at the Pnei Yeshua, it's a very, opens up the whole sugya, and why would we even think that we should be able to borrow a concept from Yayin, Stam Yayin, Yayin Nesach, because Achrei Kichleisa calls it Yisad Rabbanan, with the Cheskas Kashrus. He says, here I have an animal with a Cheskas Yisr, and Yisad Eraisa. So Pnei Yeshua discusses, make it taste that it's even a good, to begin with, it's a good question. But Pasha the Sugya is, and the Pnei Yeshua has to explain this, is that the Gemara says, no, we can borrow the level, the degree of how we provide ne'amonos. So now we have to say, so what is the machlokes of Rav and Abaye? Rav Lachar has a good time. Rav says that having yetzim in nichnas, the guy's mirtas, he's afraid of doing something wrong. He's afraid that I won't pay him to do for the shechita. He's afraid that I'll get rid of the piece and the meat. So why isn't there a... So why shouldn't... If yoytze ben nichnas means the person's afraid. So what's the nekuda? Kitzer, let's just come get maybe we'll. What is the essential, logically, what is the essential difference between a yoytzei v'nichnas and an oymed al gabov? What's the difference between a person who comes and goes and a person who's there all the time?
A constant sense of mirtos.
Okay.
When yoytzei v'nichnas, you know that you'll have a few seconds here and there versus the oymed al gabov. Feeling that pressure all the time.
Okay, so what Yoni's saying is that it's a question of degree, which would explain the second day of Tosfos that it's l'chitzu b'di'evet.
But according to the first day of Tosfos, then Abai says, even b'di evan, I'm not going to be makabli yitz v'nichnas. No, what would you say?
It's an accident.
You know, when I could see,
oh, you made an accident, let me fix it up or show you
what
you did wrong.
Okay, so now conceptualize the difference.
You can't. The Kuti wouldn't be able to stop an accident, but the woman got Omer Agava would.
So put it in terms of Nehemonis, in terms of Idea. Right? Everything's correct. But now put it in terms of the degree of knowledge that I have, or the source of knowledge. Where am I?
He wouldn't know he's making an accident. Idea wouldn't be there. It doesn't matter if he's Nehemon or not.
Who's that?
So he's Nehemon for a normal situation, but he wouldn't be Nehemon.
What do you think?
Case where he
made a
mistake, he'll still
pretend there was no soul. No, he'd be Nehemon on, because he doesn't really know. It makes an accident.
What do you mean he doesn't know?
Nothing to know. An accident's an accident. You might not realize.
And when it comes to Ibn al-Gabov?
The Mashkiach, or the guy who's there, is going to realize. His job to realize.
So let me say this. So why is Yais ibn Nichnas good altogether?
We're not choshesh for making
okay, so if I'm not choshesh, then you're saying that the Oymed al Gabov has a degrader, is choshesh for more things.
One of the guys more aware of it when someone's washing it on his back. Is it someone pressuring him to like do a better job? He's more aware. He's more like his das is there more.
Right. No. So then, again. So why is the Yaitzim and Nichnas we say is good because of Miritus? We say it's good because if he makes an error, then we will, he's afraid of doing something wrong. Because they can walk in and watch, he's doing achalona, and not going backwards and forwards. I can walk in as he's doing an ikur, right? We're not choshesh that he's going to be absent, that he doesn't have the skill. No, not choshesh. We are assuming that he has the skill. Otherwise, he wouldn't be having a doing shechit. Okay. So he has the skill. What are we being choshesh for? According to either the Ramban or Rashi, he doesn't care. He doesn't care because he's not Nizlef Ne'ivra. He doesn't care because it's not his animal. Right? What's the Mirtas going to do for us?
It's created that monster.
How? Right.
Like, we're nervous that our chashash is that he might not be back, and therefore he doesn't have a Nizlef Ne'ivra for...
Good. No, you go. He may not... Because of Nizlef Ne'ivra, he may not be back, and therefore he might...
Therefore he might not... He might do one of these things to make the shriek about kosher.
But since he's afraid that I'll catch him,
so he's going to be more mafkid and therefore he won't mess up.
Okay, so now, what? Now, as opposed to an oymen al gabov, what's an oymen al gabov?
An oymen al gabov is if he's providing the manos.
Oh, that's the difference. An oymen al gabov means that I, the mashkiach, the yisrael that I depend upon, I've watched it from beginning to end. I haven't left it all. So who are we really trusting over here? We're not trusting. We're not giving that manus the kuti. The kuti began and ended with the same level of that manus. But there is another Yisrael who is worried about lifnei iver, who is concerned about our arvus, and his responsibility is to make sure that I eat kosher. So I'm trusting him. I'm not trusting the kuti b'chlal. Masha ena kein. If I'm a yetzim in nichnas, I'm not trusting the Jews yetzim in nichnas. He's only there. He may only be there 10% of the time. He just backwards and forwards. He could be there 70% of the time. He could be the 10%. He has to create a sense of I'm watching. Right? So I'm not really trusting the Mashkiach. I'm trusting the Kuti. On what basis? That he's afraid of getting caught. Right? So where does the Neimonis come from? If it was that he is an Erlich person and he has lifting and tipping Nusho, I trust 100%. If it wouldn't be, if he's enough of the Yerush Shemaim to do the Shechita, he's enough of Yerush Shemaim to make sure he's not going to trip me up. Alright? So, the Torah said, Eidecha Nevi, sir, the Torah said that Mizavachta, the Torah said Isha Seferis, the Torah told me he's an Neimonis. Just like if I have two Edim who look at who watch a transaction, they have total nemonus. Two Edim, 100 Edim, Taros Kaveya. That is the level of Yediyah required. It is Yediyah. So if I have another Yisrael, regular running Yisrael watching, I have the Yediyah required. Edech and Yisrael. Now I have a kuti shechtin. I don't have enough in the Mizurim. So how do I provide it? Well, I understand that he is afraid to mess up. Because afraid to mess up, so now, where is this Nemon? It's not Eidech and the Mizurim. It's not the idea of two Eidim. It's not even the idea of one Eid. What is it? The Rav used to say it's an umdana. It might even be like a form of rov. Rov people who are afraid of getting caught act properly. It's an umdana. I'm allowed to make an assumption. Right? When a proctor tests, watches over a test, it could be an oimid al gaba. Right? Or he follows the college guidelines. He might be Yosef Nechmas. Maybe it's a change. So, where is his mind in Yosef Nechmas? And where is this? Right. What's it based on? Emeritus is it that hopefully he's afraid, the kid is afraid of getting caught in ramifications. What's the conceptual construct? It's not lifnei iver. It's an umdana. Most people will not do something if they'll get caught. If they get a slap on the wrist, I lost my most people. Right? If it's maybe a grueling test and you figure, what are the chances? I lost my umdana. Mirison has to be an umdana. The same thing with the franchise agreement. If the franchise agreement is very, very schwach, they come once every 3 years to check. No. So then there's no umdana. And then when they come and check and they finally use the wrong thing, they give me a $10 fine. There's no mirison, no umdana. So the Rav said in the following way. The Rav said that it's clear that when the Torah says Al Pishne Edim Yokum Dovar, an umdana is not going to work at all. I cannot be moitzi mamon based on an umdana. I need to have two Edim, and I certainly cannot do a chiyuv misa based on an umdana. Gemara says, famous Gemara Sanhedrin. Right? Two Edom see Reuven and Shimon running into a room. We see Reuven in hot pursuit of Shimon. Reuven has a gun, has a knife. And we watch, they both go in. And we watch Reuven coming out with a blood-drenched knife. And Shimon does not come out. Cannot give the guy chiyuv misa. It's a pretty good umdana what happened, right? But when the Torah said a pishne yekum davar, the Torah said but not an umdana. So the Rav said the machleik to Rav and Abaye is when we say erech and then bisurin, does an umdana work? Did the Torah say I need the idea of one aid, not two aid? What's one aid? One aid means either it's a firm Jew has the same or I have a Jew watching. But he has to watch from beginning to end so he can say, I am an Eid on this. Or if it's Pshat Eidech and then Bisurin, like Rava says, as it means I don't require, it's not the same level of knowledge, the same level of verification. Call it the same level of Yediyah, same level of Avodas. We'll have to discuss sometime. As Eidech, as what? No. The Torah is saying, I don't require that level of Yediyah, Umdun is good enough. Mirsus is good enough. It's Vinith is good enough. When it comes to wine, Yain Nesach, so the Rava said, even Mishnai said, Yaisiv is good enough. Abai apparently said, that's a Drabbanan to Gedin, that's for Yaisiv, that's a Cheskas Kosher, Bechulu Bechulu. When it comes to a behemoth, when it comes to Cheskas Isa, when it comes to Macholis Asuris De Raisa, then the Eid Echon Nemri certain top man needs to have a person b'toyres eidecha. And Rava said, no, I see from Yain Nesach that the requirement of eidecha means the Torah said, umdun is good enough. What's the yisoid of eidecha? Is the yisoid of eidecha and I have one person watching, knowing? Or is the yisoid of eidecha that I don't require eidos? I have a reason to believe that rave people in this situation would conduct themselves in a certain way. Now, the Rav, when he developed this, he developed it through a machleik of Shach and Taz. So if you have a chance to look up the Shu'er Rav, you'll see there's a much richer shir. There's one set he put in that I prefer to develop it this way because this way you see it as the defining machlekes of Rav and Abai. The Rav added one extra step. Again, if you see it, you'll appreciate the depth of what the Rav is saying. He added another degree. But I think understanding it this way, by defining what is the chilek between mirsas and Odal Gavo, we're able to see it as coming from us. Alright, so what do we accomplish today? We accomplished an Omid Gemara, not bad, from Rashi Tosfos. We accomplished a very interesting Ha'or Rav Yoshev, Lagavif Ne'iver. We accomplished Rochan and Basiman's very interesting Ha'or and Kevin Shirim. There is a Chasam Sofer. Also very interesting, but we won't get into it right now. He says, why does it have to be a Kazayas Bosa? Kazayas is not Mefurish Bekor. Kazayas Allah Moish Mesina. So if we're saying that, it's very interesting Chassam Sofer, if you have a chance to look it up. So, because it has to do with, I think of Birkas of Rami even quoted, it might be an easy way to, based on that, or the Chassam Sofer, you can develop a whole approach to Chatzi Shira. But again, it's just not our sugya right now. Maybe we'll come back to it. So, but we did develop what is our sugya? It's one of the important darkies of the Rav was to always figure out what is the sugya? What's the nakud of the sugya? The nakud of the sugya is machlokes are going to buy it. The nekud of the sugya is, how do I give the amonos to Bukuti? According to Taisves, even with the Eved. And then the nekud of the sugya misvi, so what is Machlekes about? So Machlekes is, the din of Eidech and Nebi Surin, is it a din of Yedi of Eidech and Abayin? It's like Eidus, but only one Eid. Or is it an entirely different way of coming to a level of, we use the word yidia, a beaver, a certainty, not for now, and that is that umdana works, an estimate, a roim works. Okay, right to tomorrow, onto Ravina.